One of the key recent concepts in systemic therapy of cancer is that of so-called oncogene addiction, and on this series, Dr. Tom Lynch has discussed this concept extensively. I met with Dr. Jeffrey Engelman to learn more about this critical concept, and he began our conversation by commenting on the hypothesis.
It's a concept that's, of course, broader than just lung cancer. It's a concept that's crept into all types of cancers. It's a simple concept, which really means the cancer cell relies on the activity of one specific protein in the cell. And that if you block the activity or the function of that one protein, the cancer cell just dies. And the reason that's so kind of, it goes hand in hand with targeted therapies is because when a cancer has an oncogene addiction, I mean, that's what it means by addiction, is it needs it. Without that oncogene being functional and active, and the oncogene is just the gene that encodes the protein. The gene is the DNA. It encodes the protein. It has the function. The drugs inhibit the protein, but they're addicted to that protein being active or they die. And so, you know, people call that like the Achilles heel of the cancer. It's obviously everyone wants to kind of go after these oncogene addictions, these Achilles heels, and it just means that the cancer can't survive without that protein being functional. And we have a few great examples. I mean, the best one, of course, is the poster child, which is Gleevec for the BCR-ABLE translocated Philadelphia chromosome CMLs, that those CMLs require that ABLE kinase to be active in the cancer cell or the cell won't survive. And that's why they have such terrific clinical and molecular responses to Gleevec, but it's now HER2-amplified breast cancers are another model where if you give them Herceptin or lapatinib, you know, you block HER2 function and the cells die. And the stuff I've been working on more recently and Tom works on and Posse works on are these EGFR-driven lung cancers that you give an EGFR inhibitor and the cells die.
So in those situations, particularly with the EGFR mutations, what is the protein that the cell's addicted to?
So it's EGFR. So EGFR is a receptor tyrosine kinase. It's a protein that spans the plasma membrane. It has kinase activity. It phosphorylates other proteins. And it is kind of at the top of a huge cascade of events that goes on inside the cell when this thing is active. And all those events it's triggering is what makes the cancer cell grow and survive. And so when you inhibit that EGFR, that receptor, and you block its ability to transduce those signals, the cell just freaks out and dies.
When you think about the anatomy of this or the pathway, what's the intersection between EGFR and HER2?
EGFR and HER2 are cousins. They're actually quite similar. They belong to evolutionarily, they belong to a similar family. They came from the same precursor. And there's a lot of similarities between them. And they activate a lot of the same pathways. And they're both kind of doing very, very similar things. But HER2 drives that when it's amplified in breast cancers. And EGFR drives that when it's mutated in lung cancers. It's important to understand, though, that in most cancers, you know, we're talking about these very special situations. But in most cancers, EGFR and or HER2 are not really critical for the cell. And in most cancers, you give drugs that inhibit EGFR or give drugs that inhibit HER2. Cancer cell could care less, grows, progresses, and whatnot. So we're looking at very specific scenarios.